morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 25th. You'll be interested to know. 416 years ago today, in 1609, Galileo unveiled his first telescope to the Venetian Senate in Venice, Italy. This groundbreaking demonstration marked a pivotal moment in the history of astronomy, as Galileo's telescope allowed for unprecedented observations of the night sky. His subsequent discoveries, including the moons of Jupiter and the phases of Venus, provided compelling evidence for the heliocentric model of the solar system, fundamentally transforming our understanding of the universe. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 4 feet. Conditions stay clean until about 9, then shift to fair as the wind picks up slightly. By the afternoon, we're seeing 2 to 3+ feet, but it'll get choppy as the onshore wind increases to 10 miles per hour by 2. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 19 seconds, and the onshore wind is 4 mph. The first high tide on Monday will be 5 feet at 11:15 a.m., followed by a 1.5-foot low tide just before 5. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 75 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions begin strong with clean waves in the 2 to 4 foot range, ideal for morning sessions. As the day progresses, winds pick up, leading to choppy conditions by midday. The following day sees a slight drop in size, remaining in the 2 to 3+ foot range with consistent chop. By the end of the period, conditions improve slightly, offering fair surf. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 73 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:20. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing up by late morning, then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon. But overall, it'll be mostly sunny, with a high near 72 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with some patchy fog after 11, a low around 69, and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies with patchy fog in the mornings this week, highs around 71 to 72, and mostly cloudy nights with lows near 67. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diegans are voicing their concerns over Senate Bill 79, which would enable developers to construct large apartment complexes near transit stops. Opponents, including Linda Vista homeowner Lori Freitas, argue that the legislation prioritizes developers over communities and threatens the character of their neighborhoods. Freitas expressed her worries about increased congestion and loss of privacy, stating it's a really lovely single-family neighborhood, and added, people are outraged. Demonstrators, including a rally in Claremont organized by Neighbors for a Better California, argue that the bill does little to address housing affordability while allowing buildings up to 8 stories tall. Now on to sports. The University of North Carolina football program will be featured in a new docuseries on Hulu this fall. Coach Phil Belichick announced this exciting development on social media, emphasizing that the show will showcase our football program. Belichick stated it will highlight players' dedication and improvement throughout the season. The series will stream later this fall, although further details remain undisclosed. The Tar Heel season kicks off on September 1st against Texas Christian University, marking Belichick's debut as head coach after he joined the program following the dismissal of Mack Brown. In local sports, yesterday afternoon at Petco Park, the Padres lost to the Dodgers 8-2. Dodgers Yamamoto earned the win with 6 innings, allowing 2 runs. Freddie Freeman homered in the 6th, and Dalton Rushing hit a tie-breaking 3-run shot in the 7th. The Friars managed 5 hits, 0 errors, and left 4 runners on base. The Padres' record now stands at 74-57 after the final game of this series. Tonight, the Padres clash with the Mariners at T-Mobile Park in Seattle for Game 1 of a 3-game series. J.P. Sears is 8-10 with a 4.94 earned run average, faces Bryce Miller, who is 2-5 with a 5.87. First pitch at 6:40 with clear skies and a temperature of 84 degrees. In top news, Rangers have discovered and eradicated more than 2,000 illegal marijuana plants from a remote site in Sequoia National Park. The operation uncovered 3,300 plants, along with hazardous chemicals and a firearm. Among the alarming findings was 1 gallon of methamidophos, a toxic insecticide banned in the United States since 2009. The Park Service noted significant damage to natural resources, including diverted water from a creek and cleared vegetation. Nearly 300,000 marijuana plants, valued at approximately $850 million, have been removed from Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks over the past 2 decades. In business news, Ether, the cryptocurrency that powers the Ethereum blockchain, has shattered its previous all-time high from late 2021. This is significant as institutional investors have renewed interest in Ether, giving it fresh momentum in the latter part of 2025. Ether peaked at $4,945, just after 3 on Sunday, surpassing the old record of $4,878. Factors driving this surge include digital asset treasury companies, exchange-traded funds, and increased bullish sentiment. James Butterfill from CoinShares notes, "Sentiment is dramatically improving, highlighting Ethereum's potential for continued growth." In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged over the weekend at about $113,000. Ethereum is up 11%. To just under 4,800. And XRP is up 7% to $3.04. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The browser you use on your Android phone may not be as safe as you think. Many users stick with a preloaded option, likely Google Chrome, which dominates the market but demands more personal data than expected. Research from Surfshark reveals that Chrome is the most data-hungry browser, collecting sensitive information like browsing history and payment details. Its close ties to Google's advertising networks mean constant tracking, even when you are not actively browsing. To regain control of your privacy, consider switching to alternatives like Brave, DuckDuckGo, Firefox, or Tor, which prioritize user anonymity and data protection. Entertainment news. Girl Climber is an exciting 83-minute documentary that chronicles professional climber Emily Harrington's quest to become the first woman to free climb Golden Gate on El Capitan in under 24 hours. Directed by John Glassberg, this film screens today for one night only in IMAX, with a digital release on September 12th. The documentary highlights Harrington's resilience, showcasing her four attempts from 2019 to 2020. It delves into her physical and emotional challenges, including a near-fatal fall. This film, produced by Red Bull Studios and Louder Than 11, is a must-watch for climbing enthusiasts and general audiences alike. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and philosopher, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And he said, "All things must change to something new, to something strange." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.